Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. We are awaiting a call right now. Carrie Lake, a candidate for governor, is joining us this morning. As you can imagine, there is a whirlwind going on around the Lake campaign, is the announcement the AP last night called the election for Carrie Lake. So we are. Do we have her? Is she there? Okay, good. Carrie, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Mike?
I'm good. I'm probably not doing as well as you are this morning.
Well, victory tastes very sweet. I will tell you that. I'm feeling really good.
Let's talk about what happens next, because now in the general election, it's going to be a whole different set of people that you're speaking to. What do the people of Arizona care about most, and what will you be taking as your message to the people of Arizona to win this general election?
You know, I feel like my message has been geared to the people of Arizona, and I politics has to change. We have to just start being genuine, authentic people from the get-go and not trying to shift things around and then change up who we are. The people of Arizona know who I am. They know where my heart is. I care deeply about this state. That's why I'm doing this. And I believe that all of the issues that I've been running on are issues that all Arizonans care about. Every Arizonan wants to have a secure border. No Arizonans want to have their kids get their hands on fentanyl and die in a death from fentanyl. All Arizonans want to make sure that their children are getting a proper education at school so that they're ready for the jobs. And we want a healthy economy. We all want safe streets. We want to make sure that we can live in a free state where we don't have to be forced to get shots and vaccines against our will in order to put food on the table. I just think these are issues that all Arizonans care about.
It was a very tough primary, as primaries are supposed to be. It got contentious at times with some of the other candidates. How do you unify the party now and get the not just the candidates themselves behind you, but their supporters and their voters that were as passionate as yours? How do you rally the team?
I think I say, hey, do you love Arizona? We're all big boys and big girls, and we need to step forward and say that was a dust up and a grueling fight. And now we come together. And as I said, you know, a couple days ago when I had that press conference, I'm from a big family. I'm the youngest of nine. And, you know, we had fights and we had dysfunction a little bit and we had arguments here and there. But at the end of the day, as a family, we came together as brothers and sisters. And I see that the Republican Party that way. You know, a little bit of dysfunction sometimes, some infighting occasionally, but we agree, I would say, on 85 to 90% of all issues. And I'm talking about people who are like the establishment crowd and the hardcore Trumpers. We agree on about 90% of everything, maybe even more. So let's come together and see Arizona succeed. And I believe that we will. I'm hoping that the governor will come in and get behind us, and we're going to do great things.
So let's talk about election integrity. It was a big part of your campaign. You had made a statement about you even had seen incidents possibly of fraud during this election. Is that going to be a big part of your campaign and message to the people of Arizona as you move forward? And would it be a big part of the office if you win it?
Well, I think everyone saw what happened on Tuesday. We all saw what happened in places like Pinal County, where people showed up to the polls. Independents showed up and asked for a Republican ballot, and they were all out of them. We had them running out of ballots 1 hour into the election. We had days of waiting to get the votes counted. It's a mess. We have to reform it, and we have to make it easier to vote, harder to cheat. That's all we want. It's real basic stuff. And the media is trying to turn it into something it's not. It's all about securing our elections, making them honest, making them transparent, and not dragging them out where we don't know who won for 3, 4, 5, 10, 11 days.
Two big issues.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
Mike, who doesn't? I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the moving forward. And that's why I'm just asking about that, because I know that's a big part of what was a part of the campaign. But I want to talk about two more issues before I let you go. I know you have a heart out. One is the economy is the number one issue. Both parties, independent voters, number one. What does Arizona need to do moving forward to ensure the economy is good for the citizens of this state?
Well, I mean, all of my policies are kind of intertwined. When we secure our border and when we don't have hundreds of thousands of people pouring across, taking jobs, really, that Arizonans could have, that helps Arizona. And so we're going to secure the border, and that keeps a lot more money for us not having to fight the crime and the drugs and all of that. And then we're going to try to lower taxes, and we're going to try to help them with sales tax, help them dropping property taxes. We've got a tax policy that we think will really make life easier for Arizonans so that they can flourish, whether they own a business or they're in the workforce. We have a ton of jobs that we need to fill in Arizona. We need to get our kids ready for those jobs so that they can successfully take those high-paying jobs. And they're not jobs that require a college degree. We want our kids trained to take jobs where they can actually make good money. I think I talked about that welding program they have down at the Vail School District. These kids are getting out of high school, and they're getting offered jobs for $70,000 to $100,000 with full benefits to be a welder. Right. That's a job they can have for life. We got to get our kids ready for those jobs. And when you have a job like that, it's a lot easier to handle a Joe Biden economy.
Well, I know that you've been a big proponent of EVIT like I am and the other CTEDs here in Arizona. But the last question is about education. The two-thirds majority that's going to be needed to release money in the spring with the legislature, where do you stand on that? And how do you work with the legislature to get that done?
You know, I'm going to work with the legislature by having a relationship with these people. I spent a lot of time down there already. I didn't think I was spending a lot of time, but many of the lawmakers said, Carrie, we've seen more of you in 2 weeks than we've seen of our governor in 7 years. And I don't, you know, everyone has their own kind of philosophy and style, and maybe that was the style of Governor Ducey, and that's fine, but that's not my style. My style is about relationships, working with people. As I said, I'm from a big family. You have to work with one another. And working in a newsroom all of my life, you have to work with people and forge relationships. And I think we will work really well with this legislature. And I believe we're going to have a red wave, which will make it even easier.
Well, Carrie, congratulations again on the victory. I look forward to talking to you more often as we work our way through the general election in November. And I know you have a lot of things to do, and I appreciate your fitness in this morning.
Thank you, Mike. It was a real pleasure, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks. That is Carrie Lake, candidate for governor, Republican candidate for governor in Arizona. And we will be talking a lot more with her, and we're going to invite Katie Hobbs on as well, so you're informed voters. Big decision coming in November. We've got 5 statewide races for statewide offices that need to be filled. And Mark Kelly, will he retain his Senate seat? This is a big, big election year.